life, universe, and everything. So settle in, get comfortable, and let our journey begin as we meet the hosts, internationally acclaimed mediums, Mick and Zoe Avery.
I'm Sylvie Avery, and
Alex
welcome
Jones
to Spirit's
Show,
Work, a show that's designed to stretch your mind and broaden your understanding about life on Earth, life after death, and life in other dimensions. Each week, through our connection with our spirit friends, we discuss various topics of interest and take great pleasure in listening to those who continue to walk with us and watch over us. In a most natural way, we are able to cross the divide between our physical world and the non-physical world when my husband Mick deep trance channels an enlightened spirit called Gregory Hay, who has access to great knowledge and wisdom. And this week's show is another chance for you to let us know your questions and maybe initiate some new thought about your life and about your future. And if you would like to join us with a question related, not related to our subject, but related to, shall we say, metaphysical situations, spiritual pathways, and that sort of thing, esoteric questions, or even just questions that you might like to ask a spirit guide about things that you think about on Earth or other dimensions and the spirit world. Obviously, they're here to talk about the spirit world, to help us to prepare us, because being prepared for the spirit world actually takes a lot of fear out of situations. And after all, being in spirit life, it isn't in between lives. It's actually your life, and this physical life now that you're having at the moment is just another journey that you can have, as well as any other dimensional journey on all of the other planets, in all of the other universes known to us and unknown to us. So if you'd like to join us with a question relating to this sort of situation, the phone lines will be open, and it's toll free in the US. It's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And international callers, it's not toll free, but it's only a quick call. And the number is 001-530-876-3222.
Well, hi, I'm Mick Avery. And as well as Spirit's Work on the wonderful and ever-present bbsradio.com, every Sunday at 10 a.m. PST, that's 1 p.m. EST, 6 p.m. GMT, we have another radio show, which is called Spirit Teaching. And you can hear that on artistfirst.com every Tuesday at 4 p.m. PST, that's 7 p.m. EST or midnight UK GMT. If you would like to know more about us, our books, CDs, Book in Akashic Reading, or any of the other services we have to offer, please do go visit our website, which is at www.spirit-teaching.com, and also live at www.spiritsworkradio.com, and now at www.mickavery.com. Now, what we're able to do as spirit mediums is to offer you the spirit world's perspective on the nature of our existence. And when I go into the deep trance state, Gregory Hay, who is the spokesperson for an educational group in the spirit world called the White Cloud Group, will borrow my physical body for the whole of the show. I will not know about anything else that happens at the point that Gregory Hay takes over my physical body, is because my spirit and my consciousness are transported to somewhere else. Don't tell me where necessarily, don't ask me where necessarily, because I might not remember where it was they took me, and the actual going process I don't necessarily recall anymore either. So much of it is just that everything is lost to me. And anyway, please do go visit our websites for a better understanding of how we work, because we haven't really got too much time to go through all of the information of how it is situated, how it works. It's actually through Sylvie's energy that I'm allowed and enabled to do this, to bring about and how we're able to bring about this work. Okay, so I'm going to hand it back to Sylvie now and take the glasses off, have a sip of water or whatever it is that I'm drinking at this time, and go and get lost, really. Thanks, then. Bye.
Okay. Thanks, Mick. Gregory Hay, the spirit guide who will be joining us, had an Earth life 300 years ago, but has continued to learn and evolve in the spirit world. And now he comes to share his wisdom with us for our benefit. The White Cloud Group, whom he represents, were formed to bring us knowledge that will hopefully steer us toward a more peaceful and harmonious future. They are made of all kinds of scientific minds and scholars from all walks of life, as well as ordinary people who have a valuable input to make. Let's face it, hopefully we haven't done this for nothing. So we can share our knowledge and the little things that we have learned that actually might be quite big to somebody else who, you know, in retrospect. So the information we bring is without religious bias or political persuasion, and we believe in everyone's right to their own views and beliefs. I do have some questions to start us off on the program, and you know, sometimes people like to listen, some people do like to phone in, it's up to you. It's not a reading style situation, we're not going to be giving you a reading, but there are, I think, many others on the BBS network that will do that if you just take a look through the show. But actually, we've got some emails that people send in, and this is something that you can do. If you can't be able to be present with us each week, then you can do this prior to the show, and then when you listen back, maybe on the archives, then you will find the answers to your questions. Just email them in to me at enq@spirit-teaching.com, and then I will do that for you. Or actually, if you have a suggestion for a show topic as well, I can do that, because the spirit world wants to come and talk to us about what we want to know, not just come and lecture us week after week, okay? So here we are. I do believe Gregory's with us now.
With love and light, blessings be, dear friend. Hello, hello.
Hello, Gregory.
Hello, my dear friend. Hello, with love as ever, dear friend.
Thank you. Okay, well, I have just a few different type of questions here, but I think we'll go with situation to do with people when they have their guides and helpers that work with them. I mean, when we give people Akashic readings, you talk about their, which is actually something I just didn't mention, but I will do that later. But yes, when you give people Akashic readings, you talk to them about their spirit guides and helpers and doorkeepers who are with them.
Yes.
And that sort of thing. And I've got a few questions here from Paul. I think he's in the UK. And he says, and we thank you for these, Paul. Who decides what spirit work with people?
Yes, well, first of all, it is a matter of difference. So it's really about the situation that you meet with before you come to have a physical life. Now, as I have said before, previously, on many occasions, your spirit is a really beautiful being, every single one, without exception. The spirit that you are is beautiful because it's part of that which is God, the same as you are as a physical being. However, as a physical being, you are at risk, as it were, to the layers and situations that befall you in physical life, which then denigrates your vibration, makes your vibration beat slower. This means to say then this brings about different effects upon your life, plan, purpose, and how you react to events, sequences, images, things heard, sensed, however they're picked up by you as a physical being. Now, before you came to have your physical life, you actually met with and made an agreement with one particular being in the spirit world, and that was your doorkeeper. So, in a sense, your spirit, your beautiful, pure spirit, is already understanding of your doorkeeper's presence, because that has been a situation that was agreed prior to your journey in physical life. However, it's not to say necessarily that agreement was something that was made up long ago or something like that. It may well be that it was just before you joined with the physical being at the point of inception of physical life. And so this means to say that you may, as a spirit being even, not know anything of the contact or content of the spirit who walks with you. However, of course, your spirit will come very, very quickly to understand this information, not necessarily that this would be readily passed on to your physical state, purely and simply because it will be really relevant as to whether you as a physical being make contact with or continue the contact with your spirit self as you move through your physical life. Oftentimes, many people in their physical life simply do not remember, or they are moved away from the vibration of their beautiful, pure spirit. So perhaps lose contact with their doorkeeper, purely and simply because the vibration of physical life, maybe due to parents' activity or environmental control, some such situation that was visited upon the person, leads them into a lower vibration. Or I'm not saying that they were wicked or anything like that. I'm just saying that most physical people, this is actually what happens to them. It's usually due to various different kinds of events, not necessarily that you have to go through great heavy trauma. It might just simply be being in the physical world will simply do that, will bring that about as the same effect as though you had had a traumatic experience. For some people, even the physical birth physically and psychologically affects one. It can be oftentimes why it is that some physical babies, when they're born, need to be perhaps healed or need to have certain adjustments made to them, certainly by different kinds of therapists. And this is a work often undertaken, even physically. You understand.
The cranial osteopathy
is
good
absolutely
for that, isn't
so.
It?
Extremely so, yes. Can settle many defects that had happened either to do with the formation of the skull or some other such situation, perhaps to do with different functions of the spinal cord or the spinal cortex or something like that, or even the mineralization of the being themselves. Yes, so this then will obviously have create different effects upon the physical being. Now, as for other beings, well, other spirit guides and that kind of thing, this changes and alters depending upon the vibration of the being themselves and what different life situations they come up against. I'm not going to say life lessons, because unfortunately many people in human physical life think that everything is about them having to learn a lesson or whatever. And many people mistakenly feel that their life lessons are then perhaps entreated, already mapped out for them, and they have to rigorously go and follow some kind of physical journey which was already preordained. This is simply not the case. I'm not saying that everything is an accident either. I'm saying that in actual fact, much of your life journey will be at the behest of others, simply at the way in which other beings are brought about in the way of their magnification of their life, or the way that other beings bring their intention upon you as a physical being. Perhaps they have a certain power and control over you, perhaps not, perhaps you have over them. This simply means then the different situations that move between you are going to gradually become operative. Now, in the respect of spirit guides or other spirit beings who may walk with you, this is something which grows over time, or maybe something that's already amassed. Now, for some people, for example, they already have allotted people, perhaps, as a child. Particularly if the situation in their physical life is something of great harmony. It may be, for example, that the child themselves has beautiful parents, or beings as parents or guardians who actually have a good escapement of their conscious activity and have broad horizon outlook. That means to say they're not stinted within their growth, are not controlled by religious dogma or something like that. Or maybe they are, but that has enabled them to have very loving and create very beautiful, rich experiences for their offspring. And this too can be a chance situation that in fact enhances the physical life and also the spirit interactive journey with others from outside of life. It may well be then that the physical being actually has already structured certain kinds of relationships with beings in the spirit world. It may be that as a child you had seen spirit or various different interactions of beings whom you had met, perhaps in sleep state or some other situation or activity. This simply means then the relationships continue, just as you would have with uncles and aunts or parents or brothers or sisters on the physical side of life, so you will continue those relationships with those unseen from the spirit world, but may be seen by you, heard by you, sensed by you, felt by you, or in some other way interactive in your life. This simply means then, dear friends, these are not chance meetings, but are situations which are continuous in their progress. There may well be some situations where you have a spirit individual who walks with you and is bringing you information or bringing you some kind of interactive state whereby you are learning by their presence, or maybe they are giving you different kinds of situations, perhaps bringing you images, perhaps they're bringing you some other condition or control that enables you to interact with the physical side of life, with the spirit world, with other different kinds of dimension. And this then, of course, means that you're a bridge to those dimensions. These individual beings may not stay with you for a very long time, or they may be with you throughout your entire physical life journey. Either statement does not mean to say that one spirit or t'other is a lesser being. In actual fact, the measure of whether a being is not lesser but of a different vibration really will be as to the state of management, in a sense. So that, what do I mean by this? I'm saying in a sense that if you become familiar with a certain kind of energy but are not quite familiar as to whom it is, it may well be that person, that being, has not been enabled to come very close to you. I'm not saying within spatial awareness or distance, but I'm saying close to you as in vibration. A spirit may come close to you within vibrational reasoning, but may actually be 50 miles away.
50 miles?
Absolutely so, yes. A spirit may come very close to you vibrationally and remain in a completely different dimension, which could seem as though it actually takes you light years to travel to, but takes that being only milliseconds to come through.
Why would that be the case?
Simply because different universes fold through time. Time doesn't exist except in your own physical reality and except within the bridge as yet to be defined within your certain specific vibration. So that means to say that within the entire universe in which you exist, your vibration and the time balance that exists within your universe is manifold. It's not to say that time exists in exactly the same state of equilibrium as presently exists between you, yourself, and the universe of your solar system you live in. Outside of your solar system will simply mean a completely different time when or a different time field, or maybe a place where time doesn't exist itself at all, but simply within your reasoning of breathing moments, within your reasoning of one and one. That's why we say that the law of proximity dictates that the law of, which is the law of one and one, which only exists relative to physical time space allowances, as exists within your awareness of them. In other universe, or in other time winds, maybe even to do with other aspects of the dimension in which you presently exist. Time simply doesn't exist.
I see. I mean, I've heard you say before about them, you know, possibly being feet, 20 feet away, yards or whatever.
Yes, absolutely so.
But I've never heard you say 50 miles away before.
Well, it could be 100 miles away. It could be actually on the other side of the planet.
Yeah, absolutely, yes. I mean, I see what you mean now when you first
said it. You see what I'm saying then?
Yes.
And it's really relevant not at all to the distance. Mm. That's what I'm saying then. In many respects, when I say this, I mean categorically that you as a being, except for your vibration, you would be enabled to make contact remotely with someone on the other side of your planet. That's 25,000 miles away.
Yes. Okay. Well, we, you know, thought is a living thing. We talk about that.
Yes.
And, okay, so what about negative thoughts if you're thinking about somebody in a negative way?
Yes, but negative thoughts actually have a completely different vibration and complexion. Oftentimes, it is that you would, shall we say then, theoretically, if you were sending a negative thought to someone in Australia, it's actually quite difficult to do, partly because the negative thought would have to be pretty intensive to get that far, because usually negative thoughts sent by one being to someone else on the other side of the planet really required would be that it would be required that you would actually know that person intimately before you were able to bring that about. So you cannot just send that thought as a reconnoiter, as a situation which is random.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because it simply wouldn't have the energy sufficient to carry it through. Mm. Now, you may perhaps, as a being, I'm not citing this so that all negative people could suddenly get together and send a negative thought to someone, but obviously if there are more people doing this, then it will be a stronger thought form. Mm. This is part of the reason why it is that those who dabble in black arts are able sometimes to configure certain energy patterns which are then enabled to be perhaps left in someone else's dwelling or something like that.
Yeah, and they dissipate with time.
Yes, and they dissipate again with time. Simply when there are non-reactive sequences of events which have been left, so it means to say that the energy simply dissipates because it's got nothing to feed from.
Mm.
And that's part of the reason why it is that if you are entering into a situation of intensive negativity, you have to somehow understand how to starve out that negativity from the physical fabric of life. So that's partly why part of the therapy is to encourage children or members of their family or whatever to meditate regularly in order to be able to raise their vibration, to lift themselves out and beyond the physical vibration of that being. At least that is the theory behind it.
Mm. Yes. And positive thinking?
And positive thinking, absolutely. Of course. Mm. I understand, however, of course, that particularly with situations which are traumatic and which are ongoing, endomorphic, in many respects, mean that that kind of dysphoric energy is extremely difficult to control, or can be, depending upon the circumstances. Anyway, let's not dwell there. I'm simply saying, however, that so situations then with different beings whom are actually working with you at this present time may well only be transitory. It may just be that they're there for perhaps several weeks or even just a few days. It may well be that that is their only course, and that simply their activity is simply to help you to change your vibration, to make you ready for someone else.
I'd just like to say to anybody who may have just tuned in that we are talking about spirit guides and
yes,
that sort
are.
Of thing.
Yes, so, absolutely.
Gregory, I asked Gregory who, which spirits are with which people, who decides which spirits are with which people, and yes. We were talking about guides at the moment.
So then coming to that, which spirits, which individuals identify with which beings is simply a matter of vibration. You, as a physical being and as a spirit, are all about vibration. And how you interact within your physical life presence and how that comes about is really to do with your imagery, your interactivity with the physical life presence in which you find yourself. So there you are. You are remonstrating in one way or another different kinds of energies. You're interacting with, they may be energies to do with the physical planet itself. Maybe perhaps because you live on a certain specific ley line that enables you to interact in a certain kind of way. Maybe the vibration is very high and beautiful. Maybe it's the opposite and quite dystonic, as sometimes within situations where there were dissoluted water courses or some such thing, that is, water courses which had previously been active and then dried up, allow dystoic energies to infiltrate within them and then can bring about very difficult patterns of vibration which you then find yourself living with. It can simply be just like that.
I'm
not detracting from the point of spirit guides and that situation. I'll continue with that in a moment.
Okay. When you say negative energies, you mean you don't mean entities, you mean
no.
energies.
Yes.
As in emotions, vibrations.
Yes, quite so. Vibrations and emotions, which have possibly been a part of the pathway of some physical life presence, maybe a collective presence, such as a herd, a herding animal, or something like that. These sometimes can become lost within the physical fabric of the physical world, not to say their spirits are, just simply the emotional journey, the field events that happen to them. So this is, for example, then something which can often happen within the geophysical stress of a place such as North America, simply because, or any other country, I'm not ruling any other country out, I'm just saying specifically this, maybe to do with herds of bison or something like that, who were brought to their sudden passing because of native situations, activity, or maybe actually that they'd become gone through traumatic or passing experiences due to fires, other natural events, hurricanes due to earthquakes or other such damage. These are situations not that the earth itself illuminates or wants to create. I know that I'm sidetracking in a sense, but I have to just finish this point, that it's not something that the earth means to do. It's just that it happens because of it's a physical interactivity. Yes. So saying that, it doesn't mean then that those are entrapped spirits or anything of that nature, although sometimes it can be simply that there needs to be evocation or situations that need to be visited in order to relieve that, if that should be the case. Now, getting back to our point, the situation then of different energies as you as a physical being interact with your physical life simply mean that as you move along your pathway, your vibration changes. It becomes illuminated because of loving situations that happen to you, relationships, beautiful events that happen in your life, gifts of love, music that you listen to, interactivity that you create in your physical life, images you see of natural world that sometimes fire out emotional signatures because of your connection with them, and how it makes your beautiful, pure spirit feel, then energizes your life, raising your vibration, and then continues that interactive state. That means then your vibration is quicker. With the quickening, that happens in your physical life, so you become more illuminate with your beautiful pure spirit. The more illuminate that you become in this way, the more illuminate you come into being within others who are walking with you from the spirit world.
So you become more attuned to them.
Yes, and that's simply not to say that otherwise, as a physical being, you didn't necessarily have anyone working with you. You may have done.
Mm. Yes, it's interesting because of the readings that we do, to note that possibly somebody might have had a reading and they've got lots of spirit guides because they are actually on their spiritual pathway, been seeking for a long time.
Yes.
Opening up their awareness and that sort of thing.
Yes.
And then there are others that maybe it's suggested to them that they have an Akashic reading just, you know, to find out what their spirit guides are or whoever or whatever, what soul group they're from.
Yes,
but actually they have not had any inclination to follow a spiritual path or, shall we say, at all.
Yes, they're just dealing with the combative state of their physical life.
Absolutely, just interested in the material and physical life, and that is it and fine. But they expect to have this whole entourage sometimes of guides and helpers and that sort of thing walking with them. But that's not the case, is it? Because why would they? I mean,
why would they?
Well, so they would have the doorkeeper.
Always.
So they will be there watching over them and doing what they do, being a witness to their life. And then, but what happens then is that if they do decide to embark on opening up their awareness to the spirit world and seeking their gifts of spirit and that sort of thing, then other guides will be allocated to them.
Yes, I have to say, though, however, dear friend, not to throw a spanner in the works, but just simply to say that sometimes it may be that you have some really obdurate person, someone who's really argumentative, ignorant of their actual spirit state or status or vibration, and are simply walking through life as this Mr. Nobody or Mrs. Nobody or whatever it is, maybe quite an ugly being, creating quite a mayhem in their physical life, and yet they actually have others who are walking with them who are just simply waiting.
You don't mean ugly as in physically, you mean...
No, I don't mean that at all. That's just
nature.
Something that is to do with the empathy that you have in physical life, how you tell one another apart.
Okay, so so they might have a whole entourage waiting for them to have a light bulb moment and actually get on their pathway, basically.
Yes, absolutely.
Hence the situation that we are all spirit and pure. We're just waiting to connect to it.
Yes. Our beautiful pure spirit is just waiting beautifully but quietly.
A lot of people call it their soul. So just in case there's a confusion in different parts of the world, when we say it about our spirit, we mean for you, if you call it your soul, then that's fine. Although we don't do that. We can do that in a minute, okay?
Yes, because in actual fact, the soul is something completely different of the spirit world.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that now. Okay. It's
this
just
moment?
An easy way of an explanation. No. If you'd like to join us with a question, you can talk to us and join in with our conversation by all means, or if you would like to ask Gregory another question, a metaphysical question, then spiritual, whatever, then the phone lines are open and we'd love to hear from you. Number is a free phone in the USA, it's 877-876-5227. In Canada, it's 888-815-9756. And international callers, it's not toll-free, but you do have to pay for it, but it's 001-530-876-3222. Okay, right, so for the sake of the explanation of us talking about contacting our beautiful spirit, okay.
Yes.
Some people call it the soul, but you're saying it's two individual energies.
Two individual situations. Yes.
Okay, so you're going to explain that now.
Yes. So your spirit is that which has been divine and continues to be and is a part of that which is God. What you understand God to be, however that becomes manifest, whether it's a being in human form, whether it's a being that's a cat, whether it's a being that's some other situation, or whether it is as we see it and observe it as being the source of all life, which is this energy which permeates throughout not only your universe, but every universe. It means to say your spirit is a part of that, not diminished because it's moved away from the source of all life, but exactly the same, yet having more and more experience brought about in its interactivity as it has existed for millions and billions of years. You might say that there are some energies to do with your spirit which are absolutely, literally timeless. Now, what do we mean by your soul is simply to do with the emergence, the collective, of emotion that you create in your physical journey. So when you're a spirit having a spirit journey, you also collect emotion. You also collect situations of how you reacted, how you gave of yourself as a pure, beautiful spirit being to whatever situation you found yourself interacting with, and in whatever way, whether it was that you interacted but purely visually, or that it was something that you observed, did not take part in, and oftentimes for those of beautiful purity in the spirit world, they will simply react to various events that will continue to charge their spirit state and provide a form of soul empathy. That means to say then, when you have a physical life, your soul isn't already charged as such as coming from your physical journey, but that it may well be that some parts of your soul energy that illuminated from your spirit life of millions and millions of years is and actually configures as part of your physical life. So it may be then that when you first bring about situations in your physical life, that you are this charming, loving being, that you are a being who emerges as a very loving, very active being who has intensive intrinsic focus upon certain parts of their pathway or something like that. You may then say or cite that you feel that your soul energy has come from not previous lives, but from your previous existence as a pure spirit being. However, your soul energy, as defined, has a part of its resonance from the soul group of your intention. That means it's the harbor of love that your spirit became attracted to as a pure spirit being when it first moved away from that which is God, or the source of all life. That means you brought about alignment with others. Could be that part of your initial experience as a pure spirit being was something of solitary existence, and that you didn't interact with anyone at all. That doesn't mean that you're a lesser being if that happened to you. Just simply, that was a part of that existence. Reflective energy is often something which defines certain soul energies as are created in the physical side of life. So it means that you being an interactive being, when you're having a physical journey, you react to events, situations, simulations that happen around you. You find empathically rising to these events. They bring you pain, bring you suffering sometimes because of the pain you observe in others. That makes you empathic to that suffering. Not that you take it on board, although some people take it into themselves far too diligently. And rather than just being empathic to it, observing it, and then understanding its full situation and reason, it can actually be that empathy is just far too raw and damages that being's physical journey. They become psychologically damaged by what they witness, by what events they see. Firemen, people in dangerous situations, events that happen in war, or events that simply happen in argument within another person, bring damage to your empathic soul because they cause friction, lowers your vibration. Beautiful moments that you align with, looking at a flower or a beautiful being. I know there are some beings in the physical side of life that get beauty and purity and satisfaction from seeing the suffering of something else. I have to accommodate all things here. I'm not saying that that's empathic to that person's soul, because what's actually happened is they have had a psychotic interlude that's made them turn it on its head.
Hmm. But are they in the spirit world? Aren't they on the lower astral levels when they're in that stage? Or are they just, can they be in the spirit world but like sick of mind and
they,
in a different
they
state?
They can,
you know,
still
I mean.
Be in the spirit world sick of mind. I know that you would say, but the spirit world doesn't have anything of the physical stuff, so how can they be sick of mind? Purely and simply, my answer comes back to the reasoning of the fact that when a human being of physical state suffers a sickness and brings it back with them to the spirit world after they've had a physical life, it can be that sickness as a memory continues to create the suffering. Not that the spirit is suffering, but the sickness is the cause of suffering. Therefore, that being is suffering mental turmoil. They're denuding its conscious physical state and also then its empathic region as a soul entity. That means that in itself, it's having to have some kind of interactivity with other beings in the spirit world, perhaps to raise them out of that, to help them to realize, to repair it.
Well, that was another question I have here. We'll go on to that one, actually.
Yes,
and I think we'll probably carry on with this conversation next week, because I've got many questions to do with what we're talking about.
I hope that I haven't strayed too much from the point.
Well, you've just opened up different conversations that I really need to go down individually.
And work upon, yeah.
But there was one here from Dave in the UK. He says, once we on Earth return to spirit, are there structures in place to assist us in our learning and growth? For example, are there mentors, leaders, coaches, etc., that take newly arrived beings under their wings and help them onwards? And this was a similar question to Sarah from the UK as well, actually.
Yes, absolutely. So both of you and all listening, of course, the situation is that there are these conditions which people, beings who have had a physical life, bring through within their conscious state. Remember, friends, this is a condition of memory. Memory from the physical life remains active, is able to be recalled by that spirit entity. Why would the spirit do it when the spirit's pure? Simply to enable that conscious being state to overcome the barriers created once when in physical life, the barriers that were created perhaps to do with some negativity or situation created there. That means to say then that what will often happen is that the mentoring state that you so rightly point out is something which is to do with different beings from your own soul journey or description may well have had a similar journey within their physical life experience, or maybe spirits from some other soul group who have had a journey of physical experience which was similar. That is, retain the same kind of energies as you have, coming from the conscious state. You have to remember that when you pass to our side of life, you wear your life experience that you have had in physical state as a coat upon your spirit. That's something that means that you can take it off at any point. However, what often happens to beings once they come to our side of life is that they want to wear their coat. They're quite proud of it sometimes. They may want to wear it because they have issues they need to divulge. Pockets that they have to empty out. That's the best way of looking at it. And your coat of your conscious journey, when you return from the physical life, is full of pockets. And there's lots of different things in them.
It's familiar as well, though, isn't it? It's familiar. It's what
yes,
you
it's
feel
it's familiarity.
You are.
Yes, absolutely so. And it enables you then to feel much more comfortable and at home with your continuing conscious journey. That's not to say that it denigrates your spirit that much. Your spirit still remains pure and may be illuminated at any time. But what actually happens to that being is that they have to investigate the various pockets they've created in their conscious physical journey. And maybe they will be mentored by someone else who have had brought about within their physical journey similar pockets in their coat of physical state. Then simply with that kind of empathic role play, it means that mentor is able to understand exactly what that spirit has to do or that consciousness has to do in order to sew up, empty those pockets and then sew them up forever.
Okay, so that could be a loved one if they've, you know, if they've got to the point where they are able to do that because they've carried on evolving and learning and educating themselves.
Yes, it may well be that, my dear friend. I have to say, sometimes it might well be, particularly, I have to say, in very loving experiences. Love relationships, where shall we say, one partner passes. And that partner passes perhaps from some dis-ease. And maybe there were issues within the relationship that both had suffered from or that both had understood within their relationship because it was a close and loving relationship. So they took it on one to another. And then maybe 20 years or 15 years later on, the other partner passes. They haven't maybe resolved some issues, or they may have put to bed many of the issues that they had within their physical life relationship with their previous partner. Then here they are, together once again, and they have to, in a sense, resolve that issue, resolve the matter, don't you see?
Mm-hmm.
And then simply what happens is, in the resolution of it, they share those different situations of experience. They may share those situations of experience as empathic role play. They may share them as in a sort of a knowing way. It may be then that husband or wife previously actually shares that understanding, helps that other partner, now departed to our side of life, helps that partner to understand their various errors in their ways. Not to say I told you so, but in a very loving way. I understand this throws up many difficulties for some people, particularly if after their previous partner had passed, that they ended up in having other partners. And there are different relationship issues, but one has to understand that often what will happen is that the partner who passed first will often want that surviving member in physical life to continue with their own pathway. Not to hold them back or hold them to the relationship that they had.
No, they will want them to still feel loved by somebody. And
possibly so. I understand it may well be that it's inherent within the being that perhaps particularly if they were soulmates or something like that, that they wouldn't want to do that. And we do understand that as well. I don't detract from the point that there will still be very loving situations brought about even through past relationship partners in exactly the same way, dear friend, that regardless of what relationships that you had, as long as they were loving, of course, you will still feel a certain amount of empathy once you meet with those beings having passed to our side of life. That does not provide seats of jealousy, but these are simply situations, cycles of events, which remain made up, which remain there to be resolved, perhaps, in many different giving and very often loving ways that do not provide jealous platforms as they would have had in the physical side of life, jealousy, greed, avarice, all those things of dominance that existed within the physical life power structure.
And presumably, on the other foot of this conversation is if when you get to the spirit world, these mentors, if you like, they will help you then with your progress of how to move forward from where you are now, how to continue learning, that sort of thing. And so presumably, what about your doorkeeper and your other guides that have already been with you? They can continue with that for a while, maybe?
Well,
to help you
well
to continue?
Yes, it
learning.
May well be that, absolutely. So it may be that you just simply contain and continue within that specific group of help. Certainly, if you had been very studious in your physical earth life.
Studious as in...
being productive with it, with your relationship with those working with you from our side of life.
Yes, your connection.
Yes, absolutely so. It may well be that the production still continues, maybe with a different physical being having their physical journey.
Which is something else that is likely that we've done before as well.
Yes, absolutely so. That's quite true. Yes.
Okay. I've only got a few minutes left, but I do have this question from Paul. What would the spirit world advise to help the average Joe improve their connection with their spirit friends besides meditation? Are there any other techniques?
Behavior. Behavior is the typical one.
Okay.
Situations people often divulge, create in their absence of conscious living, that of respect to other people. If you have respect to yourself or to other people and their behavior or their situations in life, you are actually adding to the fraction of your vibration. You are raising your vibration. If you are respectful and loving toward facets of the planet upon which you live, you will be raising your vibration. If you are loving to other beings, not harming them, but giving them good husbandry, being aware of their environment, how to restore it, how to give more to their environment to allow them to function in a pure way, then you will become empathic with that vibration. In exactly the same way that human beings now presently having a physical life will do toward the planet upon which you live to ensure its survival ensures your higher registry resonance and the love that enables you to twin with your beautiful, pure spirit, enabling further empowerments to your conscious physical journey and your spirit abundance.
Yes, so basically being a good egg, as we say. As good as you can.
Being as good as you can be.
You know, we don't have to be martyrs or anything like that.
No, indeed not. We're saints, either.
We're here to have fun and experience life.
Live life.
Absolutely.
But not at the expense of others' journey, their soul, destination.
Yes. So, I mean, we've only got a couple of minutes left, or 1 minute. But we haven't got time to go into that now, but having said that, That will improve our connection because it will improve our vibration as a person. It will higher our vibration.
Oh, yes.
It doesn't mean to say necessarily that all mediums and psychics are good people because
no,
they
doesn't.
Can... So there's another side to this, isn't there, that we
yes.
have to go into
absolutely. So
another time.
Having spirit contact doesn't necessarily make a nice person.
No. Well, present company accepted.
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay. All
so
right, then.
Love and light and blessings be upon your pathway and your journeys, my dear friends. Love and blessings.
Thank you, Gregory. Thank you. And we hope you've enjoyed the show. I'd just like to mention our website is www.spirit-teaching.com, where you can find out more information about us. Maybe book yourself an Akashic reading with Gregory. Just go to our Akashic readings page. They are worldwide by the telephone. And they are really exceptional, I can assure you of that. So thank you very much for listening. My name is Sylvie Avery, and you've been listening to Spirit's Work. Until next time, be peaceful, be positive and focused on your goal, knowing you're not alone in trying to create a better world. Goodbye.